We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the NBA Front Office Show. Been a few days, but I was traveling. I was out of town in Atlanta, actually, covering some pre-draft workouts. Got to see an open run in Atlanta that was, oh boy, it was fantastic. I'll have some more on that in the future, but it was great to get to see some in-person basketball and actually pretty high-level stuff, too, that I had a lot of fun there. But we are finally back in action here for the NBA Front Office Show. I'm Trevor Lane, by the way. You can find me on Twitter at Trevor_Lane, joined by Keith Smith at Keith Smith NBA. Keith, we had a couple days off, but I'm ready to rock and roll again.
Yeah, me too. It's it's been it's nonstop this time of year because it's playoffs, and then we're starting to get news stuff coming out, and we've got draft stuff coming up and draft workouts and all that. So it really just goes, you know, one thing into the other and into the next and into the next. But you know, it's a fun time of year with a million things going on in the NBA.
Well, why don't we start with some news that you may have kind of broke the Jonathan Isaac situation with his contract with the Orlando Magic. Why don't we kick off with that? What's going on there?
Yeah, I am certainly not sure if I broke this or not. There's possibility somebody had it first. If so, my money would be on Bobby Marks of ESPN because he's usually all over everything contract wise. But so here's the simplest way to think of this. Jonathan Isaac's contract was a flat $17.4 million per season through 24-25. So that was a 4-year deal. Started this year. Obviously, he didn't play this season, has not played at all in the last two seasons. And then it's 3 years after that. It was set to be fully guaranteed, but there was a clause in his contract with certain injuries. If he did not meet games played thresholds due to those injuries, that his contract would become partially guaranteed the remaining years. This year stays fully guaranteed, which obviously would. We're well past the January 10th fully guaranteed deadline. So what that means is for next season, the 22-23 season, it goes from $17.4 million to $16 million guaranteed. For the 23-24, $17.4 million to $7.6 million guaranteed. And then the final season at $17.4 million becomes fully non-guaranteed. So no guarantee at all on that season. Now, how this works, though, is $17.4 million stays as cap hold. It's just like any of the other non-guaranteed contracts we talk about. That stays as cap hold, and the Magic only receive any sort of cap relief if they were to waive Jonathan Isaac from his contract. So with the one we've probably talked the most about, I think, is probably Al Horford, right? Mm-hmm. Where he has kind of that $14.5 million of his $26.5 million guaranteed, but it only matters if he gets waived. That's the only way this really matters. And there's no sense the Magic are willing to even discuss that or look at that or anything. Certainly not before they see Jonathan Isaac get back on the court, which the news on that recently was he feels good about his rehab and that he thinks he'll be ready to go next season, but still worth noting. And then what happens each of those years is the full guarantee amount kicks in on January 10th when all contracts each year become fully guaranteed.
And this is certainly not what the Magic are hoping for. I mean, they're hoping that he comes back. Correct. He's great and he deserves every penny and they'll be happy to pay him. This is just protection in the event that, you know, if these injuries continue to pile up, then maybe it gives them, you know, a little bit more flexibility in the future. But I mean, good thing to know, exactly. And could be important. Down the, it's one of those things where I hope it doesn't matter because I hope he comes back and he's fantastic, yeah. But it's there just in case. And it's something that's worth noting.
Yep. And this is not uncommon in contracts to have stuff like this. This is different than the Joel Embiid type situation where that was a hit these thresholds and you become guaranteed. This is a don't hit and then it reverses the other way. And there's no way to get it back to full guaranteed either. It's not like if he comes back next season, plays all 82 games, everything reverses and resets. It's not an incentive. It's not a bonus. It's nothing like that. It's just this was the Magic kind of protecting themselves in the both sort of in the short term, because I mean it's not that much savings next year, 1.4 million if he wasn't able to come back, but really protecting themselves down the line in the long term with this. And that's again, that's not uncommon to see. It's just uncommon that it actually gets triggered, because obviously rarely does someone miss two full complete seasons.
Let's jump over to the, well, a triumvirate of teams here. The Knicks, the Pistons, the Pacers, according to Jake Fisher, all teams that could be landing spots for Jalen Brunson in free agency. The Mavs have got to be feeling the heat a little bit there, knowing that he's going to be one of the top names out on the market. My sense is still that he winds up back with the Mavs. But if anything doesn't go correct, doesn't go the way he wants in free agency with his negotiations with the Mavs, he's going to have no shortage of options to look elsewhere and go find himself a new home.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, what becomes really interesting here is those three teams are coming at this from very different places this offseason. The Knicks are going to be over the cap, so they would need to execute this as some form of sign and trade. Now, they've got a ton of very tradable contracts that they could send Dallas's way to make this happen. Plus, they've got their own first-round picks. They actually own a Dallas first still in the future from the Kristaps Porzingis trade. So there's many ways those two teams could link up on this. Indiana is maybe shy. Probably they have enough in cap space to make it work to get Jalen Brunson to just outright sign him. There's an interesting note also by Fisher that the Pacers are expected to look into moving Malcolm Brogdon this offseason as well, which would make sense, especially if they were going to go after Brunson. Sure. You don't need Brunson, Halliburton, and Brogdon when you still have Buddy Hield and guys like that. And then the Pistons project to have the most cap space this summer, so they would definitely be able to chase him outright. And the important thing to note is it's not any kind of restrictions on him. He's an unrestricted free agent, so he can really do whatever he wants. But I'm with you. I think Dallas is probably likely where he sticks.
And the Pistons are looking at it from the perspective of, we see how he's worked with Luka. He can do the same thing with Cade Cunningham. That's how they envision that partnership working moving forward. So it's an interesting landing spot. But again, if I had to put odds on it, I think the Mavs are by far the favorite. I think he winds up staying there. But again, if there's any kind of a bump in the road, if the Mavs don't offer him enough for enough years or whatever, he's going to have plenty of other places that will offer him what he wants. And then he could bolt.
Yeah, I'm really, really, really interested, not just because they have the most cap space this summer, but where are the Pistons going to go with the way they look to build this thing out? Because there's a lot of stuff going on there. Jeremy Grant, they've obviously got a bunch of young guys who are super interesting, whether it be Cunningham or Bay or Isaiah Stewart or even Marvin Bagley, who showed, you know, bounce, I guess, is the best way to put that, upon arriving in Detroit. So that's going to be one of the more fun off seasons to kind of keep tabs on, because they could go quickly here and try to be like next year's Cavs and say, all right, you know, we like kind of the pieces we have in place. Let's see if we can make that jump and into, you know, fighting for a playoff spot. But you got to be careful, because if you don't do that in the right way, all of a sudden you're stuck, you know, and the Pistons know that, right? Ben Gordon and Charlie Villanueva, Josh Smith, anybody? Right. So Josh Smith, Greg Monroe, Andre Drummond, front court, that didn't exactly go so well.
Yeah, it did not. They had Josh Smith on their books for a long time. They were the wave and stretch team. Oh, yeah. So my goodness, that's a situation they're not going to be looking to recreate anytime soon. That's for sure.
No.
My Lakers are going to be interviewing Kenny Atkinson, adding another name to the list for their head coach position. Has head coaching experience. We've seen him before with the Brooklyn Nets. You know, it's interesting. You saw Mike Brown was on their list, and Mike Brown, who's also an assistant with the Warriors, and Mike Brown winds up going to the Kings, and so the Lakers go, okay, Kenny Atkinson. Mm-hmm. Nick Nurse was on their list, and the Raptors make it clear Nick Nurse isn't going anywhere. So they go, hey, Adrian Griffin, then one of the assistants there. They just kind of go to the yeah. the next person in line on that team. But I think Kenny Atkinson is a worthy candidate. I don't know if he's the guy who ultimately gets the job, but add another name to the list.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, and I think this is, if I think about this, I think this is really the right way for the Lakers to approach this search right now, especially it's them and the Hornets. So you don't need to be, yeah, obviously if the guy you want is there, go get him. But you don't need to be rushing your coaching search. Just, you know, cast a wide net, have conversations with a bunch of different guys. And I think that's the right way to play this. So who really feels good and fits with you? With you know what you're trying to build in the front office and where you're trying to go as a franchise, because that's going to be so important, not only in the next year or two, but as you transition into eventually the post-LeBron years and the like, you would like to have a coach who you can maybe see as, hey, he's not just here for the LeBron years, but he can be the guy as we move into whatever our next, he can be that guy to kind of lead that on the court for us. So I like their approach to, you know, it's easier said than done, right, from afar, of like, we don't have a coach, like, go get a coach. But I don't know, that stuff just doesn't really, you know, bother me all that much.
They also, it was announced today, they've added Charles Lee from the Milwaukee Bucks, an assistant there, and we all already know Darvin Ham has been on the list and somebody that they're interviewing as well. So hey, you know what I said before it started, leave no stone unturned. Appears that's exactly what they're doing, so they'll keep at it. Let's get into the Memphis Grizzlies. My goodness, what a performance against the Warriors. The Memphis Grizzlies wind up with the executive of the year coming from, and I think, as I recall, Joe Klein, he was near the top of my list.
Zach,
I'm sorry. I'd moved on to Joe Cronin in my head for the Blazers. But Zach Klein, he was at the top of my list, I think, when we did our awards. First or second, anyway, for the Grizzlies.
You had him pretty high. Yeah. I mean, and well deserved, right? I mean, that team has been very smartly put together. I think, you know, their offseason at times, we were maybe a little, is Steven Adams really, mm-hmm. you know, moving up in the draft to get Zaire Williams? But it's come together really, really well for them. Now, one can argue there wasn't a huge volume of moves that they did. I mean, that was kind of the only roster move they did. But you know, sometimes executive of the year is more of a longer time horizon award. Like, what have you done to build this team over, you know, a couple year window versus just this immediate window. But it's, you know, good to see, you know, Memphis getting a little bit of a nod there. And then, yeah, I mean, what a beating they put on the Warriors in game six on last night. Just absolutely hammered them, or in game five rather, to force game six when it looked like it might be over. I still tend to think the Warriors are going to get them back in the Bay Area in six, and that would match. That was, I think, what we both picked was Warriors in six. But you know, who knows with this. Now, we're not going to spend even a minute on it, but are they better without John Morant. No, no, they are not. Like, stop with that. They're just a different team. But yeah, I mean, credit to the Grizzlies for going out there and getting it done and giving us another game when we're getting down to it.
I'm saying, please, basketball gods, give us game seven in that series. That's what we want to see.
Yeah, give us at least a couple.
That's right.
Yeah.
The Joe that I was going to when I with my my little slip there was Blazers. Joe Cronin becomes the permanent GM for Portland. So removes that interim tag and, you know, gets the permanent GM spot for Portland as they look to, I mean, it's going to be a big job this summer. They're going to try to rebuild things around Damian Lillard this summer. And I mean, that means they're going to be making a lot of moves, a lot of activity out of Portland in the next few months.
I think we all knew this was coming. Sorry to step on you there at the end. I think we all knew this was coming when they allowed him as the interim GM to trade CJ McCollum and make the Covington Powell trade and really just kind of basically everything but Damian Lillard. They started, you're not doing that if the guy then a few months later is like, hey, thanks for, you know, blowing up our franchise. See you later. You know, you're not going to do that. So I think we knew this was coming, but yeah, it's you're absolutely right. You know, monster off-season opportunity coming here for Portland, and it's a team that says, you know, hey, we got to get this done and get this turned around quickly.
Last thing we've got on the list for today to get into, the Jazz reportedly have no desire to rebuild. Not shocking at all. That's kind of been the Jazz's MO for quite a while now. But that matters in regards to any type of trade with Donovan Mitchell, with Rudy Gobert, all the other pieces that are out there, Bogdanovich, Conley, O'Neal, all of those guys that could potentially be on the move. It's important to note that the Jazz probably aren't going to be looking for just future draft capital or something like that coming back. Mm-hmm. They want to win right now and compete.
Yeah, this tells me we may see a lot of shuffling, but I don't think we're getting a Mitchell or Gobert trade. I think they're going to run that back one more year. Let's see, you know, where this goes. Let's see what we can do with this. Now that I've said that, probably both will get traded. You know, and anything we say, I think Trevor and I are in complete agreement. We caveat it with it's the NBA and nothing would surprise us, you know, here. But yeah, it's, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Mike Conley is moved, you know, maybe Bogdanovich or O'Neal or, you know, anybody from that grouping, you know, I think they're going to look to retool around Mitchell and Gobert and then move it forward from there. And then if it's a similar season or a worse season, then you'll look into, all right, now we could have some real hard conversations about what are we doing moving forward.
Yeah, I think Danny Ainge will almost trade a lot of guys this summer.
It's quite possible. It is quite possible. Speaking of Danny Ainge and Celtics ties, I will just say we're not going to spend a lot of time. Really, it is truly because we are pressed for time. We both have obligations we need to get to. We're really cramming this show in today. But complete, utter collapse by Boston. I'm not ignoring it because of anything. I just, you know, I'll promise all the front runners out there that is not where I'm at with this. It was bad. I mean, they fell apart in the fourth quarter. Didn't execute, didn't play well, really stopped playing basketball with about 9-10 minutes to go. Just went into this kill the clock kind of game. If it was allowed, the old Dean Smith four corners offense, I think would have been broken out of, you know, just pass the ball around for minutes at a time. But it was bad, and credit to the Bucks. They're the champs for a reason. They took control and they went. I will say this: the 2022 Boston Celtics, so not the full January on, they've been very resilient. So nothing would surprise me if they were to bounce back, win game six. This series has been very, very closely matched. I think the folks who are out there saying, hey, this might be, you know, you look back and say, yeah, that was whoever wins this series wins the title. I do think there might be some truth in that. I just think it's one of those things where the matchups gave it to us in the second round, but these two teams are really, really good and they're really, really getting it after it. So, but it's been an incredible series and we'll see what happens, you know, the rest of the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And we'll have a little bit more time tomorrow to go a bit more in depth into some of the playoff series that we've missed on, but we do have to run today. Appreciate everybody for joining us. Make sure you do subscribe to the NBA Front Office YouTube channel. Ring that notification bell as well. Till next time, everybody. See ya and stay safe.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.